Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, It's Your Time to Grow and Expand.
Speak the Word.
I want to talk to you about seasons. And I said before, there's a season for everything. And I believe it's a season to make a decision, to put God first in your life, and to have a full understanding that there's only one God, and that is God Almighty. Hallelujah. And when we do this, I believe God will do as He said He would. Bless us coming in and bless us coming out in the city and in the field. And you'll find that in Deuteronomy 28, verse 6. And I'd also want to talk to you about the different kind of seasons. There's different kind of seasons. For the Lord has placed it in my spirit that you're coming into your season. And whether you realize it or not, you really are coming into your season. But if you are to enter into this season, you must be prepared. You, like anything else, you have to be prepared. Times are changing. I can't even open my phone without hearing about the turmoil that our country is in. Friends, no matter what you hear or see, you must never forget who you belong to and know He will never forsake you and He will protect us, for He has promised. We have God's promise that He is going to protect us. And as I said, things are changing around us day after day, week after week. And some of us, I think, are really fearful of this because we don't know exactly what's going to happen. And of course, we don't know because only God Himself knows the future. He knows what's going to happen. And He knew this was going to happen before, you know, it was ever started. But you also have to know, too, that if you're a born-again child of God, that it did not, all of this stuff did not come as a surprise to our Father. He already knew it, and He's also already provided for us. So if you belong to Him, He has made provision for you, and you're going to be safe. So as He says, fear not. He says, for I'm with you, and I'm never going to leave you, and I'm never going to forsake you. So don't be afraid. He said, what can man do to you? So they can't really do anything to you. You know, because the God that we serve is not like people. You know, I'm so thankful that our Father is not like people. And the God Word translation says, He tells no lies. He is not human. He is not like humans. He doesn't change His mind. You know, people change their mind all the time. You can't trust them. They sign contracts. They do things. They don't live up to it. But our Father is not like that. He is not like humans at all. And He doesn't change His mind, and He doesn't lie. And when He says something, He does it. And when He makes a promise, He keeps it. So every promise that God has made in His Word, He's going to keep it. However, things that are going on are the way that God said they were going to be in these end times. As I said, we only need to look around to know that this is true. Or you could go ahead and read 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 for lack of time. I'm not going to read that right now, but I would suggest that you write that down in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And you will feel like after you read it, you'll see where it's almost like reading the headlines of today's paper. And the best way to be prepared is to get as close to our Father as you can. And know this, what He does for one of His children, He will do for all. For our Father is not a respecter of persons, and I'm so thankful for that. I include that in my prayer pretty much every day when I'm praying over my eyes or whatever I'm praying for. I put God in remembrance that He's not a respecter of persons, and so I pray God's Word, His Scripture. I'm always saying, I'm praying over my eyes or praying over this, and so I put God in remembrance of what He did for Moses, you know, because if you read the Bible, you know that when Moses died at 120, the Bible says his natural forces was not abated, which means he was still strong in strength and was able to climb up the mountain, and his eyesight was not dim. So if he changes not, Malachi says he don't change, and the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, forevermore, and he's not a respecter of persons. So you got all of this, so, and he keeps his promises, he keeps his word, he backs his word up. So when I pray that, and so I trust God to keep me strong, to keep my eyesight good, to keep my whole body, you know, going to where it needs to go. And the best way to be prepared, as I said, is to get as close to our Father as you can. And know this, what He does for one of His children, He will do for all. For our Father, like I said, is not a respecter of persons. He tells us in Romans 2, verse 11, an Amplified Bible, it says, "For God shows no partiality, no undue favor or unfairness. With Him, He says, one man is not different from another." Thank you, Jesus. I wish people would get a hold of that today, where He says one person no different from the other, because the government and the world is always trying to separate us, the black, the white, the Persian, the Asian, the whatever, the Indian. But God is saying in the book of Romans or Acts that we're all of the same blood. And He says one person is no different than the other. And in Acts 10, verse 34 says, "Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, he said, I now perceive and I now understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons." Hallelujah. I am so thankful for that. You know, Peter was saying this, friends, after he had been called to go to Cornelius' house and pray for him, who was a Gentile. And you find this in Acts 10:27, because Peter was a Jew and Cornelius was not. But this made Peter realize that to God all men were the same, in Acts 10:27-30. And in Galatians 3:28, as a matter of fact, this is the verse that the Lord gave me over and over and over again in the mid-90s when He was calling me to minister. And I kept thinking that I couldn't minister because I was a female. And there's so many females out there that have been deceived by the devil to think that, you know, they're in certain denominations that say they can't minister because they're female, and that's not true. It says right here in Galatians 3:28 and other places in the Bible, like God just said, no, there's no difference in the men. He says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you're all one in Jesus Christ." Think about that. We are all one in Christ Jesus. My point is, He wants me to let you know that it's your season right now to grow and expand. Just because things aren't looking too good in the natural does not mean that you can't grow. So you can't really think just because some things are not looking like you would like them to do in the natural. Maybe you've already, you know, the Lord's given you dreams and visions, but in the natural, because of everything that's going on around you, it could be something on your job or in your family, and you're thinking because of this that you can't grow. But there's nothing impossible for our God. He says all things are possible for him that believes that all things are possible. And I tell you, I really believe that all things are possible with my Lord. You know, we have to keep in mind that you are not of this world. Just think about that, brothers and sisters. You're not of this world. You are of the kingdom of God. 1 Peter 2:11 says, "We are passing through. We are out of this, we are out of place. We do not fall in line with the parade of this world." Brothers and sisters, we're not of this world. We're strangers in this world. And I hope that you're hearing me. We are heaven born and heaven bound. Hallelujah. And I hope you're hearing me. He wants you to know that the place you have been in is up till now is too small, and that He's breaking you out on all sides. Isaiah 54:2 says, "Enlarge the location of your tent. Let the curtains of your dwellings be stretched out wide, and don't hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be back in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. Again, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for your promises that you have given to your children, that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered and set free. They shall be rescued, and blessed is the fruit of their womb. According to 2 Corinthians 1:20, you said, Father, that all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Father, I thank you that when the people we love don't have the wisdom to see the destructive paths that they're on, that we can pray for a hedge of thorns. We can ask you to separate our loved ones from destructive influences, to cause those who lure them into evil to lose interest, and to cause our loved ones to lose interest in them. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us to understand that we're not helpless and we're not powerless, that through prayer and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can form a barricade or we can form a double hedge to keep our children from destructive influences that Satan sends their way. Even though we can't change a person's will, our Father can remove wrong influences and frustrate the attempts of those trying to get to our loved ones. And we pray that the Lord of harvest will force out and bring laborers across our paths. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.